Hello, I'm Gary Preston from Grace Faith Christian Discipleship, and this is lesson number 11, Romans, the journey. And what is that journey? Well, it's the journey that the Apostle Paul took his audience on in the book of Romans, and it is a journey from the law of Moses to the grace of Jesus Christ. Today, we'll be continuing from verse number 16 in Romans chapter 1, and we'll read verses 16 down to 20. So I'll just boot up my iPad and we'll get right into it. Romans chapter 1, reading from verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it, the gospel, is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. You see, there's that caveat on the end. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation, but it is only appropriated if you believe it, for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. You see, the gospel was preached to us and it was preached to them, but it did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So you've got two groups of people. They hear the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation, but some choose to believe and receive that power and receive that salvation, and some make a choice not to believe or to go into unbelief, because unbelief, as we've taught before, is rejection of the word of God. Unbelief is not little faith. Unbelief, so you can have no faith or little faith because you simply haven't heard the word of God. You can't have unbelief if you haven't heard the word of God. You've got to have heard the word of God and rejected it to go into unbelief. Verse 18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his external power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. This is quite profound. I don't know whether you've pondered this, but verses 18 to 21 is really, really profound, because it's basically what it's saying is this is the role of the Holy Spirit in the world. It's the role of the Holy Spirit in the world, not to born again mankind, but to us before we are born again. He's revealing things to unsaved people. That's what it's saying here. For the wrath of God is revealed. Revealed. So they have an intuitive knowledge on the inside of them. From heaven against all ungodliness and all unrighteousness of men. So they have this revelation. They have this intuitive knowledge. These men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. And it goes on and it says, because what may be known of God is manifest in them. It's intuitive knowledge. For God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen. Clearly seen by whom? Unsaved man. Clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. The Godhead is the Trinity. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. He's revealed that they have this revelation on the inside of them. It may not be in their conscious mind, but they just know that there is a God. You see, they have this intuitive knowledge. They have this Jesus-shaped vacuum on the inside of them that nothing will fill except Jesus himself. So when you come and preach the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation to those who believe, just it fits that vacuum on the inside of them. Let's go and have a look at my notes against verse 17. Basically what I said before. Roles. Verse 17 is our role. Verse 18 is the Holy Spirit's role. Let's read verse 17 again. For in it, the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. That's our role, because we're the just. If you have been born again, then you are justified. That's what it's talking about. Justified by the blood of Jesus through faith in his name. So, let's go back to those notes again. Righteousness is revealed by the Holy Spirit and given by God to us and retained by us from faith to faith. The terminology faith to faith is how we receive righteousness. Note, the just shall live by faith. They don't just visit now and then, they live there. We are to walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. That's over in Galatians chapter 5, verse 15 and 5:25. We live by faith, 2 Corinthians 5, 7, not in the flesh or by the law. Got that? You're not living in the flesh and you're not living by the law, but you're living in faith. Right, in this age of grace. Galatians 2:20. I live by the faith of the Son of God. Galatians 3:11 explains further. We are told to live by faith, not by the law. And the point Paul makes is that you cannot mix the two, because once you place yourself under even one part of the law, you are obliged to keep it all. And both the blessings and the curses listed in Deuteronomy apply to you in proportion to how well you keep the whole law. You just don't want to go there. You don't want to go under the law. You don't want to have anything to do with it. You know, the law was never, ever given to Gentiles. Never. The law was only ever given to the children of Israel. Reading on, Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Look, I want to make this really clear. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. If you were never, ever under the law, then you were never under that curse, right? But if you have inadvertently placed yourself under the law, then this does apply to you. See, you're redeemed, right? Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Placing oneself under the law opens that person to the curse of the law. The law of Moses did not die. It is we who are delivered from it. I'll just read that again. Placing oneself under the law opens that person to the curse of the law. The law of Moses did not die. It is we who are delivered from it. Romans 8:2. Romans 7:4. Therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ, that you may be married to another, to him who was raised from the dead, that we should bear fruit to God. It is us who are dead to the law, not the other way around. And this completes lesson number 11 in Romans the Journey. And I'll see you at lesson number 12. God bless.